feeling discouraged? Does it seem like there's no hope in sight? Well, I have good news. God has provided encouragement for you. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we discuss what to do about discouragement in relation to our deeper Christian living.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I'm so excited about this topic. I learned so much from God. We're preparing for this episode that we're going to do. And I just want to say, you know, we have all been there. We have been doing our best, trying so hard, and then doing the right things, and yet we find that we're discouraged. We look at things around us. I mean, the bills are piling up. Sicknesses are getting worse. Our marriage is falling apart. The kids aren't acting right. I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening can relate to being discouraged. I mean, look at the last year. It hasn't been a very encouraging year for many people out there. And I know personally for me, there was a period of time that I was super discouraged. You know, I had spent 3 years recovering from a car accident. And during that time, my husband cheated on me. He became a violent alcoholic. Things just spiraled out of control. I mean, we had bankruptcy, foreclosure. And yeah, I could say during that time, I was discouraged. You put a name on me, a sticker, discouragement was it. I mean, it just happened in a very short amount of time and boom, boom, boom. And it was, I felt beat down. I felt broken from my discouragement. That's how bad it was. And I remember the nights were the hardest because I had 7 herniated discs and they didn't even know if I was going to be paralyzed from the neck down. And so the nights were the hardest because, you know, I had to go through multiple surgeries and I just didn't know. And I had to learn to really trust God through that. And it, back then is where I believed my faith was in healing. I didn't believe that I had the power to, you know, to claim that stuff for myself, to do what Jesus said. But my healing was in my doctor, and he made sure that I got the best doctor. Somehow, I mean, I managed to get down at Johns Hopkins Bayview, and I got the chief of neurosurgeon. And it's hard. You have to be assigned to get a doctor down there, and he chose me. I felt really blessed because even when I had to go in for post, to tell you how good he was, I go in for my x-rays, and they'd be like, man, that plate's straight, because they had to straighten my neck out with a metal plate and screws. And I'm like, isn't it supposed to be? So I really felt like God made sure that I got the best person. He made sure that I had the best doctor, that, you know, I wasn't paralyzed. You know, I mean, I have some difficulty today, but I had a remarkable recovery from that surgery. He has really blessed me through that. And I learned during that hard time, and it was hard. I have to tell you, it was a hard time in my life, to really learn to trust God and to learn to be able to pull myself out of that. I could have stayed there. I could still be moping around today at how awful things are. Oh, so much pain. I can't do things. But God said, no, I don't want you to stay there. I understand you're discouraged because a lot of stuff happened that was very painful. I mean, I lost my marriage. I lost a lot of things. And God's like, but I don't want you to stay there, Tammy. I have plans for you, right? You know? So if you're listening right now, and you're going through things, you might be going through different stuff than I went through, than Jo Heather has gone through. But we're here to tell you that you don't have to stay discouraged. Hope is not lost. God is there for you, you know, and I want you to continue listening, because today we're going to be sharing with you some important things on how to overcome discouragement.
Yeah. Hope is not lost, Tammy. I think that's a critical message for today. You know, but some of you who are listening, maybe it's hard to hear us say that hope's not lost. You know, you might be sitting there right now shaking your head and thinking that we just don't understand what it's like for you. And, you know, maybe I don't. Maybe I don't know what's bringing you down specifically. But I do know, like Tammy said, what it's like to feel discouraged. It doesn't just show up in your thoughts or in your spirit. You know, there is a physicality to it. I mean, even if you're not battling a horrific injury like Tammy's described, you know, discouragement shows up in your body. I mean, for me, it is a disconcerting, it's a physical energy drain. When I start to feel discouraged, it just sucks the life right out of me. It's like I can feel it draining from the top of my head down into my feet. And when I feel discouraged in one area of my life, it's like a gray fog that just spreads and seeps into everywhere else, you know. And before I know it, my shoulders are slumped over. I've got these heavy sighs. You know, I'm down in the dumps about everything, and I hate feeling that way. And, you know, I believe you too. You feel the same way. Even if you've been in discouragement for a long time, you know that God doesn't want that for you. So I do want you to keep listening today. As Tammy mentioned, you might be facing discouragement in your finances, or it might be in relationships or in your health, whatever your circumstances may be. We want you to hear and to believe what God promises you in the face of discouragement.
Amen. And I do want to continue, guys, to keep listening. And we have a lot of other episodes that talk about many different topics. God's sufficiency, faith, weariness. You know, we've talked about other topics that, you know, you could tune in and listen to. And, you know, and if you're finding that you're relating to the things that we're talking about today, I just want to take a minute and let you know how you can connect with us each week. You know, so depending on what platform that you're listening to, make sure to like, subscribe, follow, and so you don't miss any future episodes. But the most important thing you can do, especially if this is, you know, connecting with you and you're going to be blessed by this, is to share this podcast with those around you. If you know somebody who's really suffering with discouragement, we encourage you to share this episode with them to help get them, you know, lifted up. And also on our website, on loveandencouragement.com, every Wednesday we have early access to both video and audio. And if you think, well, that's too much for me to remember, I'm too busy, I don't know if I'll be able to go to your website every week, sign up on our email list on our website, and we'll send it to you each week, so that way you don't even have to go anywhere. You can just pops up in your email and you can watch it right from your email. So, wow. So back to the topic about discouragement. I want to ask you if you even know what discouragement means, because this is when God led me to this topic. It was one of the things that I went and I looked up, because we think discouragement is a normal emotion. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad, sometimes you're excited, and sometimes you're discouraged. No, I'm here to tell you from what the Lord has showed me and the revelation that I've had on this word is that it is not normal. Discouragement is actually a weapon that the enemy uses against you. So here is a definition on discouragement: that which destroys or abates courage, that which depresses confidence or hope. And I'm going to read this again just so it can sink into you, because I read this about a dozen times to get this to sink into me. That which destroys or abates courage, that which depresses confidence or hope. So that is not a good thing. And I'm really certain that this is not from God. God does not want you to have He never intended you to be discouraged as a human. We were created in his image. And I think it's part of the package deal of the fall. A lot of things happened that changed how God intended for us to live after the fall happened. And I think this discouragement just kind of came along with the ride with that. Adam and Eve, I mean, you got to remember, Adam and Eve, they walked in the garden with God. They had everything they ever needed. Now, do you think they experienced discouragement with God walking behind, right beside him? I don't think so. I wouldn't if God's walking right behind me. You know, talking to me every day, and you know, I don't think I'd be discouraged. And Jesus knew this too, because when he came, he made sure that he was going to send us the Holy Spirit, which he calls the Great Comforter, because he wants to make sure that we have that, you know, that encouragement inside of us to comfort us, so that we don't ever have to feel or be subject to discouragement. Because the enemy loves to use discouragement. He really does. He uses it against you for things. And it's not normal. You should not accept it. I tell you right now, you shouldn't accept it, because you have God with you. Now, I'm going to show you some scriptures that are going to back up some of the things that I'm saying that the Lord led me to. One is Romans 8:31. What then shall we say up to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. And what does he say? Do not be discouraged. The Lord actually tells us to not be discouraged. And if you notice the word destroys back in the definition of discouragement, Jesus tells us that the enemy does what? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In John 10:10, It says the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So there's a big distinction here, can't you see, between encouragement and discouragement. We can see which side of it is it's on. It's not from God. So the enemy used discouragement. I can see Jo Heather at the corner of my eye shaking her head. She's over there nodding in agreement.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Right. So the enemy uses discouragement to destroy your courage and confidence in hope. So where is your hope supposed to be? Well, our hope is supposed to be in the Lord. In Romans 15:13, it says, for now the God of hope, remember he's called the God of hope, will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I mean, this is just a mouthful. You can go back and read this and study this verse. Just read it over and over and over again. It's so powerful. So you have peace when you believe that you will abound in hope. It says you're going to abound in hope. You're going to be able to have an abundance of hope, right? Through who? Yourself? No. Not on your own. But you're going to have it through the Holy Spirit. So you're not alone with this stuff. God's letting us know that he's given us many things to equip us with to battle discouragement. So, the next verse is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I got to tell you, the Lord tells us to not be discouraged. Again, discouragement is not from God. Look at the verses where God commands us to be strong and courageous. The enemy uses discouragement to destroy your courage. When you can get this revelation on discouragement, it's really gonna change your life. It's really changed my life and how I look at things. And I have come to understand from these scriptures and from what God's revealed to me, and he's opened my eyes to see things, that I don't ever, ever have to accept being discouraged ever again.
Amen. I mean, that is exciting. You know, I'm excited about what you're sharing. And so I want to keep us in the word, because I want to talk through a scripture that, you know, the Lord really brought to my attention as I was preparing for today. And that's Isaiah 61:1-3. And as I share this scripture, I want our listeners to picture Jesus Christ speaking these words to you. I want you to see this as a 7-point list. I want you to listen for what words resonate in your heart. Because as I'm going through these scriptures, you're going to hear about life experiences and that fill you with discouragement. And you may hear something that sounds like your life. But then I want you to have that listening ear on still and hear about the promises from Jesus of how he shows up for you. So here goes. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Again, picture Jesus here. Because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. He sent me to proclaim the opening of the prison to those who are bound. He has sent me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he has sent me to proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. He has sent me to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. So I'm going to pause here and I'm going to point out why he promised these things in the face of intense discouragement. Remember, we just heard about being poor, being brokenhearted, being held captive. And for you, this might mean being held captive to sin in your life. Being in prison, mourning, all these things. I want you to listen. The word says Jesus is sent to bind and proclaim and comfort and grant all these things. And here's the why. So that you may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he, meaning God, may be glorified. And I say, to God be the glory. Amen. So if you are feeling discouraged today, I want you to grab your Bible or your phone app and meditate on Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. And I want you to see yourself there, and I want you to see Christ speaking to you. And I want you to see that God promises to bind you up, to comfort you, and in doing so, He will be glorified. So in times of, you know, I've had times of intense discouragement. Tammy's talked to you some about her circumstances. I've had circumstances too, just like you. And so I wanted to share with you a song that I actually play over in my mind. And I'm going to date myself a little bit here. But this song is from 1996, and it was called Beauty for Ashes. And it was beautifully performed by Crystal Lewis and Ron Canole, I think is how you say his last name. You can look it up online, 1996, Beauty for Ashes. And the reason I want to share it is I find the lyrics so powerful. And they've encouraged me through many years. 96 was a long time ago. This song, I know Tammy's laughing. But this song really transformed my life because the Lord spoke to me so deeply that He was exchanging, making a great exchange. And there's, of course, a lot more to this than what we're talking about in just discouragement today. But I just want you to listen. And this may seem a little long, but I want you to really listen to the words. And I want you to see what the Lord is saying to your heart as I share it. Here goes. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy over your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need. Just believe what He said. When what you've done keeps you from moving on, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need. Just believe what He said. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set free. And this might be for you, bound by discouragement. I've been made righteous in His sight, a display of His splendor all can see. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair.
I enjoyed it. I wish you would have sang it. I'm just teasing you.
Well, I didn't want all our listeners to click off. They go, oh, that woman's singing.
I know you said you can't sing, but I was imagining it anyways when you were going through. But that's a beautiful. I mean, the words are just stunning. They really are. And I got to say, you know, you're so on fire for God today. I mean, it's like the heat, woo, coming through. I mean, there's... But God gets us passionate about the things He wants us to share with you. And it just, amen. It really comes out. And I get blessed just listening to us as we do the podcast. And I know there's so many encouraging words that we've shared today. And I'm hoping that the listeners are being blessed by it. So speaking of people, you know, in the Bible who were discouragement, I can't think of anybody greater there. I'm sure there are, than David and how he handled discouragement. When I, at my lowest point, I always go back to this story because there's so many, you know, aspects to it. So it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 30, and you can go and you can read about it. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm going to tell you basically what had happened. So David was greatly distressed after him and his men had returned home. And found, now he's supposed to be going to battle, and that's a long story in itself, but they sent him back, kind of like it's a coincidence that God sent him back. And they come back, and their whole town, their whole encampment is burned to the ground. And they, their women, their wives, their children, everything was taken captive. And it says in the scriptures that David and his men wept. Now I would weep too. I mean, I'm sure that just they wept so much because of the discouragement on their heart. I'm sure they're thinking, it's done. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? They didn't know where to go or anything. And everything's just in ruin. And I'm sure after leaving from a battle and coming back here, they were already tired, you know? And then after they're done weeping, because of the heartache of the men that were with him, they wanted to stone David. They blamed David for what had happened. Now, I don't know about you, but can you, this is when I like to get into scriptures and think about things. Can you imagine being David for a minute at that moment? How he must have felt? He was anointed as a youth to be king. And David had gone through many hardships. I mean, you can read about David's story in the Bible. Just, you know, King Saul wanting to kill him and just all the different horrible things that happened to him. And in the Psalms, that his heart cries out so much in despair and discouragement with things. So if anybody in the Bible, I think, was discouraged, it was definitely David. And yet, he never forgot what God promised him. See, when God gives you a seed of a promise, he will fulfill it. And David knew this. No matter what he went through, this guy did not give up. I mean, he fought Goliath. He wrestled a bear and a tiger. He knew the power and the strength of the Lord, despite what came against him. But at this moment, he wept. He was discouraged. This was probably his most lowest point. And I mean, he may have had times, too, where he's wondering, when am I going to be king? You know, when is this going to happen? Doesn't look like it's going that direction, God. You know? So, the thing about when you read about the Psalms with King David, he might complain about a lot of things. And some of it does seem like complaining because he's crying out his distress and stuff. But I notice there's a pattern to a lot of the Psalms that he writes, is that he always says, but the Lord is faithful. But I trust in the Lord. But this is God. He always ends on a note. He just doesn't leave it there where he's just complaining. He says, I'm going through this and it's tormenting me and they're out to kill me and all this stuff, but the Lord is faithful. Or he'll say something like that. And so I've always found that as being very encouraging, that he never turned away from God. He always made sure when he was in discouragement that he turned to the Lord. So what did he do at this point? He turned to the Lord. He said, God, what do you want me to do? He also not just turned to the Lord to get encouragement, but he also asked God, what do I do? So if you're in a situation, you know what to do. You can turn to the Lord. You can look at this example, right? That he said, what should I do? And God said, go get your women and children and everything back. And so he did. So they went and they fought. They fought. I think it was like that night and then to the next night they fought. And they got everything back. Not one child was missing. Not one thing. They recovered everything. Everything. And they came back. Now, I imagine his men didn't want to stone him anymore. They were probably pretty happy at this point. But they got everything back. And the other thing, if you may not pick this up right away when you read the scriptures, but right after this, King Saul died in battle, and David became king. At David's lowest point, I've read that, you know, the darkest hour is right before dawn, and I think this really applies to what King David, he wasn't king, I always call him King David, he wasn't king yet, but he was going through, but his lowest point was right before he became king, before his greatest victory, you know, so he could have given up, he could have just been like, I don't know, God, I don't have it in me. Or he could have blamed God. You ever blame God when something goes wrong? Why'd you let this happen? How could you let this happen? I could have blamed God in the car accident. I mean, I actually did a little bit. I told God I felt like he squashed me like a bug. I was just getting over pneumonia. And I was like, I think it's going to be okay, God. And wham, in the car accident. I was talking to God right when the car hit me. And I felt discouraged. Like, why? And that's a natural thing. But God doesn't cause these things. But God, you can always turn to God. So my point here is with this story and my personal experiences and what Joe Heather and stuff is sharing is that do not lose heart. No matter what you're going through, it may seem like all hope is lost, you know, but you can look at the Bible. There's great experiences here, you know, and if you don't know what to do, you could always turn to God. You can study these scriptures. You can learn to encourage yourself up in these and have them. So when you're going through this, you can always remember the story. If God helped David through this, you know, then God's going to be able to help me through this. And learn that, you know, God will give you victory over your circumstances. But the most important thing is when you seek God on something, you need to follow his direction.
Amen. Amen. Because you've done just a great job of painting that picture of David's circumstances here. I can now imagine his discouragement in this account. I mean, I've never been a leader of men at war, so I can't say that. But just feeling that picture in my mind. And so, you know, I want to shift and really challenge our listeners with this question. You know, what has caused you to feel discouragement, either in the past or today? Meditate on that. Think on that. What can you learn from that? What has God taught you in that? We read in Psalm 73, as the psalmist writes, it says, "But as for me, I came so close up to the edge of the cliff, for I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness." So here, the writer was discouraged by seeing the proud prosper, which doesn't seem fair, does it? I mean, we know this. We look at life. We can be in circumstances like David was in, something that, oh my gosh, our homes are destroyed, our family's taken captive. But there are also times that, we're kind of focusing on ourselves and we're comparing ourselves. So, if we look at this scripture closely, we can see, sometimes my discouragement comes not by the circumstances themselves, but by me noticing what others have that I don't. So maybe your feelings of discouragement are in that realm today. Maybe they're a little bit different. It's not about things that were outside of your control, like a car accident or a health prognosis or something like that. But it might be on depending on where you put your focus. So what might happen for you, if this is pricking your heart and speaking to you, what might happen when you shift your focus from yourself and comparing? Instead, shift your focus to God. We've talked about the spiritual warfare as we've been talking. Sometimes that discouragement can come after a great spiritual experience. I can think of times in my life where I've sort of felt like I was on the mountaintop and then whoosh, off I came. And discouragement entered. And so it had me thinking this way. It's kind of like when your kids have a sleepover at a friend's house. They have a fabulous time and then it's time to get home. And they realize when they get home, they're grumpy, irritable, because the fun isn't the same at home the way it was at the friend's house. So they're kind of coming off of this high. So if you're discouraged, maybe, it's coming off of that high, or maybe it's coming from a lack in your life. We did a deep dive into this subject in episode 7 and 8 on God's sufficiency. So I recommend you pull those up if you haven't listened or watched those already. But the reason I'm painting these pictures of these different types of ways that discouragement may show up for you is I really just want to shine a light on them and say, be cautious, be on the lookout. Discouragement can be a toehold for the enemy. And regardless of how the discouragement came, whether it came through an accident, whether it came through you focusing on a difference between what you have and what your friend has, whether it comes because you've been on a high and now you feel like you're sliding down a slope, whatever it might be, the enemy, Satan, can use it as an entry way to attack you. So you need to be prepared to stand firm against the strategies and the tricks of the devil. And how do we do that? We put on the full armor of God, as detailed in Ephesians 6. We stand our ground by reminding ourselves of the promises of God. He will give you courage. He will comfort you. He will guide you in every situation. Tammy was talking about spiritual warfare earlier and giving you tips on how to equip yourself. So these are more tips. How do you equip yourself in the battle against discouragement? Because as Tammy's painting the picture really well, God doesn't intend for you to be in discouragement. It happens, right? But that's not where we're supposed to be. And God is giving us tips, including in this conversation today, of how to fight that back. So now I want to shift for just a moment with this message today. Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's the author of the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams, which I highly recommend. It's awesome. And God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. And I'm going to do a little teaser. There's more to come. Tammy's going to be having other books coming out, so you got to keep your eyes peeled. But Tammy, as you guys can tell, has a deep desire to move her readers and with her books and shine the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling, which you can tell here. And she believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. If you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Jo Heather, for that wonderful sponsor message. And you were right. I was listening to you, and I was thinking about all of the things that you were saying. And you're really right about the enemy. He uses discouragement, no matter how it comes, you know, as to further his attacks on us. He really, really does. And you know, one of the things I was thinking of when we were preparing this message is that discouragement is a warning that you're losing faith. It really is. Because what's the whole point of an attack of the enemy is to interrupt your faith with God, your relationship with God, your trust in God, your hope for your future, the courage, you know, all these different things. But it should be a warning, like a red flag. So when you start to feel discouraged, you should immediately stop and say, something's not right here. I am a child of God. I should not be feeling discouraged. And I have to say that the longer that you stay in discouragement, the more unbelief you slip into. And it makes me, when this podcast, we were doing this right now, as we're thinking, God's been telling me that I think discouragement leads to depression. You know, I think that people who had them in depression start out discouraged. You see how the devil can just take things and make your life even worse? When you're depressed, you can't do anything. You're discouraged, you start to lose hope. But once you get depressed, it's really hard to pull somebody out when they're depressed. So you don't want to stay in discouragement. It's not a good place to be. It's not where God wants you. You're not going to produce anything good. You're going to lose all your hope. You're just going to, you know, take attacks against your faith. It's going to pull you into unbelief. It's not good. I mean, so look at what David did, because David, he was in a bad situation. You know, the only person he had around him was God at that moment. Everybody else wanted to kill him, and everything else he loved was taken away, right? So all he had was God. You have God. He's never going to leave you. I read the scriptures. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. You turn to God. You don't have to get out of discouragement on your own. The Lord is going to provide the way and the strength. Jesus said, you know, the strength comes from Him. The Holy Spirit is your great comfort. He gives you all these things. Jo Heather was talking about putting on the full armor of God. He equips you with armor to help you battle these attacks from the enemy. So when you can trust and rest in the Lord, I know we did an episode on rest recently. You can check that one out that talks about being able to rest in the Lord. You're going to be at peace. You're not going to be discouraged. I mean, you can look around the world around you and stuff. And, you know, it's not saying that bad things aren't going to happen. Bad things in the world happen. Jesus said, you know, I'll be with you in trouble. God says, I'm going to be with you when bad things happen. It means things are going to happen, but you don't have to go through them alone. I didn't go through my car accident alone. God never left me. You know, I may have felt discouraged at times when I felt hopeless, you know, but He was with me the whole time. And I'm sure no matter what you're going through right now, God's right there. He's saying, I'm right here. You need a hug? If you need some encouragement? You need me to remind you of how wonderful I am, that I have given you this life, you know, that I have given you the Holy Spirit to comfort you, that I have given you truth through my word, that I have given you as other people ways to reach you through the podcast, or other people giving you an encouragement of word. We're supposed to be able to encourage others, you know. So there's a lot of scriptures and stuff that we've gone over today. And, you know, nowhere in the scriptures are we encouraged to be discouraged. It's not there. It is just the opposite. The enemy is a liar. You know, when he's trying to convince you that you need to be discouraged about a situation, he's a liar. You need to tune him off. You know, God has provided so many scriptures on not to be discouraged and how to be discouraged. And we're here today to just encourage you and just continue listening as we wrap up today, you know, that you don't have to stay in it. People love you. God loves you. So I'm going to turn it back over to Jo Heather, and she's going to encourage you some more.
Amen. Well, I mean, I love how you said that, Tammy, how when you sense the discouragement, it's the warning bell. When you said that, I was imagining a flashing light, a red, you know, the yellow caution, perhaps, instead of red, but it was flashing. You know, so we hope that what we're saying today will help you use that as a tool. So discouragement is going to pop up, and it will surprise you. I was, you know, mentioning a moment ago, when you were discouraged, you were more vulnerable to Satan's attacks. So that's why we're talking about it today. That's why Tammy's given some great tips. We're trying to go through the Word with you to help you. If you guys have followed me at all as a coach, I'm always talking about, you know, our invisible toolbox, and we need to put tools in that toolbox so that we're ready when there's a block in the road. And so I want you to put this tool in your toolbox and just remember that, oh, I'm feeling discouraged. That's a warning sign. You know, so what should I do? Okay, stay grounded. Read God's Word daily. Not everybody has an hour in the morning to meditate on God's Word. I know I don't typically have an hour in the morning to meditate on God's Word, but I bet you can carve out an extra 5 minutes in your morning routine to read a paragraph from Scripture. Let that Scripture encourage you as you move through the day. Okay, that's a tool for you in the toolbox. Read the Bible a little bit each day. Meditate on it. Think about it. You can also combat discouragement by sharing with other believers the situation you're in. It's okay for us to be vulnerable with a brother or a sister in Christ and to ask them to pray over you, you know, seeking God's will for your way out of discouragement. You know, pray that you can move out of that space of maybe you're feeling sorry for yourself. Maybe you need to shift that lens, as we talked about in another episode, you know, to realize that other people are going through the same things that you are, worse or better things, right? So we think about Galatians 6:9 that says, overcoming discouragement brings great blessings.
Amen. And I love that invisible toolbox. I know I've listened to your Points to Ponder episodes. She puts them out weekly. If you guys, you can follow Jo Heather separately from the podcast, you know, for her coaching stuff. She on Facebook, and I think she puts it about on Instagram and YouTube. I see them popping up all over the place. You know, just what I need to hear a message. There's Jo Heather with a word of encouragement. Right. And they're short. There's no excuse why you don't have time to listen to, you know, you have a little coffee break. You can pull up one of her points to ponder and get lifted through the day of things that you can focus on. So, yeah, amen. So true. And I'll share personally with you that, you know, ever since if you listen to some of our other podcasts, I've talked about how, you know, God gave me the name Encourage. And ever since he gave me that name, the enemy does everything he can to discourage me. It's like this weird coincidental thing, which is not, right? Because he doesn't like the fact that, you know, God's given me this name, that I have a purpose that is identified, right? That I'm supposed to, he doesn't want me to encourage anybody, right? And so I can just imagine him sitting on the side, carving out these arrows, discouragement, discouragement. And then he starts throwing it at me. Boing, 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 and a few will hit me. I get wounded a couple times because I, you know, like Jo Heather's saying, you know, you get something happens, you know, you maybe you're thinking about lack. You know, we've talked about this in a previous episode. You know, you're thinking about different things, and then and an error, you know, hits you, and you get down for a minute. It hits you when you least expect it sometimes, you know. Other emotions like disappointment can lead to discouragement. Like you see other people succeeding, you're like, why am I not succeeding? Why they get promoted? I've been here longer. You know, all these different things can come up. And so for me, ever since, you know, he gave me this, the name Encourage, the enemy has been using discouragement. And there have been times, I will tell you, I've gone to God and I'm like, God, I'm so discouraged today. Yeah, I got to get these books out and I got a podcast I got to record. How am I supposed to encourage others when I feel discouraged? You know what? God just loves me. You know, he tells me to stay on course and do not waver. He has given me certain things like my toolbox, you know, that I can pull out to remind myself. One of them, and for those who are listening, can't see it, but I have my own shirt line of a positive, encouraging words. And we all, Jo Heather always puts them in the show notes. If you want the shirt that I'm wearing, there's a link to purchase that shirt on each podcast. And today I'm wearing the one on encouragement, which means to inspire with courage, right? This is what I'm supposed to do. I do this because I need to be reminded when I get discouraged that I have a purpose from God, because if the enemy can discourage me, when he discourages me, he's trying to prevent me from living out my purpose to be able to bless other people. Right. And so I need to be reminded, just like Abraham, you know, father of many nations, you know, look at the sand, look at the stars. He needed a constant reminder because he had to wait a while for those blessings to come, and God didn't want him to be discouraged. It's not like my kids are running around calling me encourage, encourage. They call me mom, you know, but I have things that I do to remind me of God's purpose, that he, you know, to keep going. So it's not a mistake. But now I'm so blessed, Joe Heather. I was telling Joe Heather before we started, I'm so blessed with what God, when I sat down to write and work on this script, I had something else I was going to write about. But God said, I'm going to lead you a certain way because there's something I want to teach you, Tammy. And I'm hoping that it has conveyed through the podcast to you that I don't ever have to be discouraged. I can choose, just like we talked about joy being a choice. I can choose not to be discouraged. You might think that's impossible. No, when you understand and you go back and you look at these scriptures and stuff, you don't have to, you know, you can't forfeit things. There's so many things that I just want to share with you about it. You can, you know, because the enemy, he will use discouragement to come in and take your peace, take your joy, take your health, you know, and on and on and on. And you do this by agreeing with him when he throws these arrows of lies at you. I'm going to tell you a secret, too, that the Holy Spirit revealed to me this week is that you have the deed in hand that Jesus has paid for everything he's given you. He paid for everything, and then he handed you, a believer in Christ, he handed you the deed. And you need to think of the enemy like a squatter. You know, he is somebody who squats on something that doesn't belong to him. He's pretending he has something of yours when in fact he has nothing but lies. He doesn't have control of your health. He doesn't have control of your finance. He doesn't control of your joy, your love, your peace. You know, it's all lies and stuff. So you need to boot him out. This is what God said. You need to boot him out. You need to just give him an old. You need to be able to recognize when he's using these arrows. And we talk about this in Ephesians. You know, the flaming arrows that he throws at you are just arrows of lies. And he doesn't have any power. He can't take things from you. He might lie. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But he can't just willingly take these things from you. You have to understand, you forfeit them to the enemy. You forfeit them to the enemy when you agree with them, when you start to agree the lies, you know, well, maybe I'm not meant to be successful. Well, maybe I'm not meant to be loved. Nobody ever loved me growing up. You know, I'm not going to amount to anything. I'm never going to be healthy. That's agreeing with the enemy. And then it takes root inside of you. And then he's like doing his little dancing victory. And that's not at all. You need to kick him off, stay on focus. The Lord has so many glorious promises that he has set aside for you. And you'll find them in the Bible.
Amen. And praise the Lord for that. I mean, I'm excited to hear you say that, you know, and I think I want to reiterate, that's a powerful message of how to picture the enemy. So we've given you a couple of pictures through here, and that is a great tool, a reminder tool, because the reason the word says, you know, renew your mind is because we have to be reminded. So maybe you need to picture the enemy as a squatter. I've never seen him as a squatter before. And I think that's a great picture, Tammy. I want to hang on to that just so that I'm not meditating on the enemy. That's not what I mean. It's when I'm starting to realize, wait, what's going on here? Oh, he's trying to take something that's mine. You know, so it is a good mental picture of him. You know, also, the enemy's been described as the great accuser. I imagine him standing with a look of disdain on his face saying to me, I knew you'd let the Lord down. He can't rely on you. You're no good. You know, and I hate that. But you know what? I am so thankful. I don't have to believe those discouraging accusations anymore. Because instead, I'm going to listen to the truth from 1 Peter 5:8-9 that says, watch out for the attacks from the devil. Take a firm stand against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that Christians all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are, you know. So I think of the people of Judah in 2 Chronicles 20. They saw a vast army in front of them, this huge army. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon the men standing there. And one man spoke up and said to everyone, don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. So God was there ready to destroy the army in that day. And just like he was with his people then, at that time, he's with you today, ready to help you overcome those arrows that Tammy was describing. Helping you to be the overcomer, to overcome the depths of discouragement. You know, don't let discouragement cause you to doubt God's love. I mean, God's word is abundantly clear on this. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, you have the full and right relationship with God the Father in heaven. Never forget that. Tammy said it's a deed. You know, it's been bought. It's been paid for. Don't forget, you know, and love is a critical part of that. You know, so I encourage you to stand on the promises of God. Be like Hannah in 1 Samuel, who cried out to the Lord through prayer. She was discouraged, but she was talking to the Lord about it. You know that he hears your cries and that he knows that you don't want to stay in the place of discouragement, you know. But for you, maybe instead of feeling discouraged, you're listening today, but you're a prayer warrior for others who are in that place. Well, be that encourager. Lead others to scriptures that will encourage them. Tammy mentioned, share this podcast with them. Help them get back in the game, so to speak, you know, by showing them ways to believe in God's promises and ways to serve others. Sometimes we find our way out of discouragement by being of service. You may help someone by pointing out past blessings in their life or current blessings that they just can't see in that moment. So with this in mind, I'm going to offer a challenge question of the week. After hearing today's discussion, what tool will you use to overcome discouragement?
I know there's so many that you gave that we could put in that toolbox. We have tool chest.
That's right. Tool chest.
I'm just amazed when I saw the stuff that you wrote back there. There's so much on being not discouraged. There are so many ways out of it. There are so much that God has equipped you with. I think he knew how damaging this would be to people, that he provided so much for us. But wow, I just want to say, what an encouraging episode today. There is so much inspiration right out of the Bible on how you can overcome discouragement. I know we've covered a ton of scriptures, and I just want to encourage you, maybe you're driving right now, and you know, just to come back and replay our message and write down all, we covered a lot of scriptures that you can, your toolbox that Joe had his time, you know, and I encourage you to write a list of them and study them. And I call these anti-discouragement scriptures. That could be one of your things, anti-discouragement scriptures, right? And you don't need an antidepressant, you need an anti-discouragement scripture. So, and when you feel that familiar feeling, that attack that comes, you know, coming your way, you know, Jehovah talked about how she starts to feel discouragement, you know, you take this out. You stand on it, you pull it out, and you use this to help you fight back against the enemy. And I just want to encourage you. I know Jo Heather's encouraging you just to stay encouraged and encourage others. And remember how much God loves you.
Oh, amen, amen. God is your greatest encourager. James 4:10 says, when you bow down before the Lord and admit your dependence on him, he will lift you up and give you honor. We hope today's episode blessed you greatly. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And join our email list by visiting loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.